The big political debate on the buck stops here today. In perhaps his most direct attack on the Prime Minister, speaking on behalf of a collective opposition, Rahul Gandhi is saying, "Read my lips. The Prime Minister is corrupt and the Prime Minister is scared of me. When I say what I have to, his balloon will explode." The BJP has hit back saying, "Is this the age to be playing with balloons?" and saying, "Chor machaye shor." The politics of demonetization now taking over the actual debate itself. On the program today, GVL Narasimha Rao of the BJP is with us, Sushmita Dev of the Congress, Dinesh Trivedi of the Trinamool, who was also at that press conference with Rahul Gandhi, Ashok Malik, senior commentator and journalist. Sushmita Dev, if Rahul Gandhi indeed has this kind of information, why is he holding it to himself? Why does he have to speak in parliament? Why doesn't he just speak at a press conference?
See, Barka, please understand, when the debate had started in Rajya Sabha,
yes,
why did it get derailed? Because the opposition said that the Prime Minister is busy speaking outside in a book launch, in a concert. So while the session is on and it is the government who is saying we are ready to debate, why should Rahul Gandhi ji not speak in parliament? He's not some national.
But Parliament is going to end in 2 days. Doesn't he owe it to the country to tell us what this explosive material is? Parliament is going to end in 2 days. So you mean if the Prime Minister is corrupt, according to him, he will not tell the country what information he has?
Can I answer now that you've asked?
Yes.
What I'm saying is the opposition in the Rajya Sabha protested the fact that the Prime Minister speaks outside Parliament and not inside Parliament. And you're asking me exactly that question, saying why is Rahul Gandhi not speaking outside?
Yes.
While the session is on, while we are discussing or wanting to discuss demonetization, why should he not speak in the parliament?
Okay, let me bring in
GVL
Rao.
Why should he go and have a press conference when the session is on?
GVL Rao, go ahead.
So has Rahul Gandhi been silent all the past 15 days? He's been making a lot of inane statements every day outside parliament. He was on television yesterday, so he's actually suffering from a attention-seeking disorder. He wants to be on TV every day, so he has to make some outlandish comments. So Rahul Gandhi's these fraudulent claims will not impress anybody, because this is the kind of politics that he has pursued for the last 2.5 years. He is all noise and no substance, and the people know it's only empty vessels that make a lot of noise.
Okay.
He simply doesn't have the capacity to speak in parliament. Who's preventing him? He should be annoyed with his own party for blocking parliament for 2 weeks. And what do they have to say about Honorable President's statement?
I think you're misleading the
That party
viewers.
Is like
you
Congress.
Clearly have no
opposition
understanding
parties,
of parliamentary
opposition
procedure.
Parties are not using forum
okay.
of
you
parliament.
You have no understanding
I allow Sushmita
a
brief comment
procedure.
And Dinesh Trivedi. Sushmita, I think if you say the Prime Minister doesn't speak in parliament, then you say, oh, therefore if Rahul Gandhi speaks outside parliament, we'll be doing the same thing we accused him of. All this is very well. But when you make an allegation as serious as saying the Prime Minister is personally corrupt, which is what Mr. Gandhi has said today, you have to back it up with something, right? You can't just throw out a statement there saying Modi is corrupt and not say anything more.
Barka, let me just be very unequivocal about something. Since the last 3 days of the working days of the parliament, we said, okay, you're fearful of a vote. Now let's debate. The question you should be asking is, why did this government first run away from a vote? Now from a debate, all Rahul Gandhi ji said today is that if you let me speak in parliament, I will tell you what this Prime Minister is guilty of. Now you're asking him, why aren't you speaking outside? He has the right to speak in parliament. Why don't you let him speak? Now it is the government that's opposing a debate. We have given up our demand for a vote.
Okay.
Said,
that's a fair point.
Debate.
That's a
we
fair
are not
question.
Willing to do that.
That's a fair question. Dinesh Trivedi, earlier it was the opposition that was blocking parliament. Now it seems the government doesn't want to debate. Neither of you want to debate. But the politics of it, very interesting optics, the Trinamool and the Congress jointly sitting there, Rahul Gandhi literally speaking on behalf of the opposition. Firstly, has Mamata Banerjee ceded that space to Mr. Gandhi?
Well, I'm not going to get into that debate. Mamata Banerjee's place cannot be taken by anybody. She's a grassroots leader.
Who's leading
and
the opposition?
Every time, that's not important. At the moment, the important thing is the suffering of the poorest of the poor. Now, it's a sad commentary that parliament is not functioning, and I have been there, so I have seen it firsthand. Okay, so earlier we wanted collectively, entire opposition wanted a debate under Rule 56.
Which then is a we vote. Said to that, explain no, to our every, viewers no, that no, for
most of the opposition, yes. 14 parties, yes. okay? In a democracy, opposition has yes. a role to play.
Yes.
You will concede yes. that? Now, then we said, okay, 184. Please listen to me. Give me 1 minute. Then the Honorable Speaker said, why don't you discuss on no rule?
Yes.
I'll allow you.
Yes, a no rules discussion.
We conceded. The entire opposition conceded that we will
yes.
not have the question
yes.
hour. We will discuss, start debate
yes.
on no rule, and the opposition will start. To that an extent, it was an agreement.
So right? what happened?
You asked suddenly, I mean, the Treasury benches stood up, and they did not want
they
the
wanted
house to
an
function.
Apology.
I do not know. Listen, if they were serious about a debate, I think the Treasury benches should have conceded, and I'm surprised the Honorable Speaker, she was trying to get the
okay.
house running,
okay.
but the Treasury benches
Ashok,
did not listen
GBL.
To her.
Ashok, the point is that there is a lot of big statements have been made in this demonetization debate by almost everybody. It started actually with the Prime Minister suggesting his life was in danger. West Bengal Chief Minister suggested her life was in danger.
Yes,
Rahul Gandhi suggested an earthquake. Now there is a balloon. What's actually going on?
There are two, three things here. One. Demonetization, the debate on demonetization has not really moved because we're only seeing the same debate progress every day.
Yes.
I think the debate will now only move in early January when we'll have the final figures. Is there a bonanza? Is there no bonanza? Is the government...
But 12.44 lakh crores is back
see,
in
let's
deposits.
See what let's see what 37, happens.
37,000 crores surge in Jan Dhan accounts.
Yeah.
We know black money is either getting laundered as white and coming
enough.
Back.
Let's wait till
or
the first.
There's been an
overestimate. Let's continue this debate on the first.
All right.
Today, two things have happened.
Yes.
One, Rahul Gandhi has made a very strong statement. He said, I have evidence of personal corruption against Narendra Modi.
Yes.
And I'm not being allowed to speak in Parliament.
Yes.
Now, Parliament has not functioned. This
yes.
is unfortunate. Congress is responsible. BJP is responsible. Government, opposition. We know that. That's
yes.
an old story.
Yes.
We can blame both sides, one side,
yes.
whatever. Parliament, this session of Parliament ends in two or three days. I think it is incumbent upon Mr. Gandhi as the leader of the Congress party to make a commitment that in 3 days, if Parliament doesn't, unfortunately cannot function,
I will share
the evidence against Narendra Modi. That's one.
Yeah.
Second, whatever my good friend Mr. Dinesh Trivedi may say, Mr. Gandhi spoke with the entire opposition around him. He said, I'm speaking on behalf of the collective,
in fact, we should show those
the collective
yeah.
opposition.
Yeah.
No one objected.
Yeah.
So I am presuming the opposition parties, including Mamata Banerjee, Nitish Kumar, Sharad Pawar, have accepted him as the leader of the collective opposition.
That's a naughty question. So, and maybe before I go to Sushmita, I think it's fair to ask you. That's what I try to ask you also.
See,
is this an acceptance of
Rahul
leading the anti-BJP?
There's been
front.
Nobody from the opposition saying we dissociate
today,
ourselves from this
you, today,
statement.
I'll tell you, today, the fact is the entire opposition is together. And this
who's
was,
the leader
and
of the opposition?
Who's
the leader of the
opposition? Is together
at
on the personal
moment,
charge of corruption against Narendra Modi.
At the moment, Mamata Banerjee has initiated this. She was the first one to speak about the suffering of the poor. And she is from grassroots and she
I
knows.
I have to go back to Sushmita Ashok.
The entire opposition is together on the suffering of following demonetization. Something else has happened today. The entire opposition seems to be together because nobody's denied it. On the issue of Rahul Gandhi
yeah,
issuing
okay.
a personal
See, we don't
charge
want to digress.
Against
you know,
Mr.
This
Modi.
Is, this
no,
is
but
digression.
Today's
okay,
development.
Okay, okay.
Important
that is today's
thing.
Development.
I have to go to Sushmita and GVL and I'll come back to you. Sushmita, there's a very important question from Ashok beyond the teasing question of whether the opposition now unilaterally accepts Rahul Gandhi as their leader. And that question is, if by Friday Parliament has not functioned, is Mr. Gandhi going to take the explosive papers he has about the Prime Minister's corruption back with him into hibernation? Or is the country going to get to know what they are? And if the reference, and I'm just making an assumption here, is indeed to what several other opposition leaders like Arvind Kejriwal have raised in the form of the alleged Sahara and Birla group papers, then those papers have not been accepted by the Supreme Court as a good material. So will Rahul Gandhi go public with what he has if Parliament does not function? Can you hear me? Okay, we'll get that line back. GVL Rao, let's bring you in till then.
No, Barkha, I made this very clear. Rahul Gandhi has really nothing to say. He's only saying he's desperately seeking attention and therefore making silly comments. He's been making inane observations every day on television. Nothing prevented him. They have been holding press conferences morning, afternoon. That's the only job they are left with. but they have some. They have nothing to say.
But what about the charge of Vinesh Trivedi that they had accepted a no rules discussion? The speaker had conceded to that, and you, it was the treasury benches that did not permit it. Quick response to that, then Sushmita is back with us. Yeah.
No, this you see. Let me call the bluff of the opposition. For from day one itself, when the parliament convened, we said let's debate. Let's start the debate. You started a debate in Rajya Sabha. It ran for a day. Then you change your goalposts. You said Prime Minister has to be present. Then Lok Sabha, you never began a debate. Both houses, opposition, the parliament was assured that the Prime Minister would be speaking on the subject as the discussion proceeds.
I allow Dinesh to respond to that.
You have not allowed this to happen for 2 weeks. Today you come out and say that you are not being allowed to speak. What a farce it is.
Okay, Sushmita Dev, go ahead.
Barkha, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead. I can hear you, please go ahead. I don't think she can hear. Okay, Dinesh Trivedi, yeah.
The very fact, and I've been in parliament from 1990, okay? I'll tell you with some experience. It is always the duty of the ruling party, the government, to ensure, to reach out to the opposition. But in this case, the opposition, and very much within their right, that we want voting to understand who is where.
But
and the ruling party, Barkha, has a brute majority. So I have not understood why they were running away from what would have happened.
But
heavens would have fallen.
But that is why. I think Ashok has raised two important questions that you have not answered.
Barkha, no, let me.
Well,
let me
no, no, Ashok's questions have not been answered. One question
what is Ashok's question?
First is, does the opposition accept Rahul Gandhi as the leader of this anti-BJP front?
Please understand, when there are important discussions going on, we want to focus on the issue.
So that's
we want
neither
to digress.
A yes nor a no.
We want to
that's,
digress.
That's neither,
and
yes
we
nor
don't
a
want
no.
to digress. Yeah. We don't want to digress on issue. The issue is very important. Now coming back to
his
an important.
Question. His second question.
Important.
His second question. We presume the opposition is also privy to this explosive material that proves the personal corruption of the
Prime Minister.
You must have seen it also.
I was not there in the press conference.
Your party was,
I was
there.
Not
your
in the
party
press
was there.
Plus, let me answer that question. If the vice president of one of the largest party in India has some kind of an important and very, very serious charges, it is only fair. If I were the prime minister, what I would have done? I would have said, stop everything. I want
okay,
Mr.
Ashok.
Rahul Gandhi.
Ashok, and then
I
will drive one
finish.
Last time.
Barkha,
yeah.
Finish.
Okay, okay. Finish.
This is very important. That if the prime minister who's clean, then he must come up and say that, stop everything. I want Mr. Rahul Gandhi, only Mr. Rahul Gandhi to speak and tell what are the charges. I think it's only fair.
If the Prime Minister doesn't
fair.
Do that.
Okay. It's only fair.
Okay.
And tell me if
let,
there are...
Let Ashok no, take that. You've raised a question.
It's a very, very good point. And I hope Mr. Modi does it.
Ashok first, then
Sushmita.
Okay, Ashok.
Let us presume Mr. Modi doesn't do that. Then wouldn't it be incumbent upon Mr. Rahul Gandhi, because all of you, all your parties were there, to make those papers public?
Barkha, I'm not privy at least. We are not privy to what he has. I don't think so.
You are not privy to what Rahul has, but you sat at the press conference calling
understand.
The Prime Minister personally.
I think
corrupt.
You are splitting hair now.
I'm not.
It doesn't matter.
He said I was speaking
just tell
on everyone's behalf.
Ashok, I'll tell you one thing.
Sushmita,
as
can
a
you
member
hear
of parliament, yeah. as a member of parliament, listen,
yeah.
Barkha,
yeah,
please.
Barkha, can
as
I
a member
come
of
in?
Parliament, if yeah. I have something very serious and the parliament is in session, isn't it my duty to first speak on the floor of the House
okay,
and then go out and
okay,
speak?
Sushmita.
You are taking away my privilege as a member of Parliament. Please understand.
Fair
if,
enough.
If finance
fair
minister,
I'm only asking what happens if
finance,
Parliament doesn't work.
If finance minister, why is it not working well, today? The
okay,
treasury
let's try and go
it
to
is
her.
The treasury
let's go to her.
Doesn't
she,
want
she'll
the
be trying to speak.
Function.
Sushmita, go ahead.
Please understand.
Can
that.
I just come in?
Yes.
See, Barkha, since the Parliament session started, the opposition never imagined that they would have to protest to this extent to get the Prime Minister to come initially. Since then, every day, 17 or 14 opposition parties have been meeting and strategizing. The question that should be asked today in the media is that the impact of the press meet was that they had a joint press meet and they are very clear about the stand.
But
today it's... CPM said, yes, Rahul ji is leading the press conference. But I was in that press conference. Every single leader of every party spoke in the same voice. They're very clear. Let's have a debate. The information that we have, we would like to put it on the record of the parliament.
Sushmita.
And no press conference, no press conference can be equated to what's put on record in the Lok Sabha.
I agree with you, but my question,
so tomorrow,
let's go forward.
Is a very important
I agree
day.
With you on the fact that Parliament can't be compared to press conferences.
Day.
Correct.
Okay, but there is a but. Yeah. The question which Ashok, when you couldn't hear us very well, raised was, if Parliament ends this week without working, will Mr. Gandhi share with people the allegations basis that the Prime Minister is guilty of personal corruption? That's the allegation he's made. Let's assume Parliament gets adjourned every day from now till Friday. Will Mr. Gandhi share the information he has in public then?
This is what I'm saying, that if the session goes by and the government for the next 2 days doesn't allow us to debate,
yes,
whatever that information is and how it will be brought to the public domain will also be a matter of joint strategy of all opposition parties.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Rahul Gandhi went on record to say that he has, he is making an allegation that Prime Minister is guilty of personal corruption, and wherever we go from after Friday will also be a joint strategy of all the opposition.
Okay, GVL Rao. GVL Rao, there is a direct question here. Why on Friday, I think it was Friday, when the opposition was
Friday.
Ready for a no rules discussion, was Treasury branches disrupting the House? You had all along said, let the debate happen. When the opposition was ready, why did the BJP change its mind?
No, you have blocked Parliament for 2 weeks. You have made all kinds of unsubstantiated allegations. And when you want, you cannot blackmail the government and you cannot blackmail us into surrendering to the opposition party.
It was accepted by the speaker.
Certainly, this is not going to be, this government will not accept it. Let me make it clear. We have made a commitment on the floor of the House that the Prime Minister would speak on the subject. Would speak on the subject. So you are dealing with a government that wants to follow the procedures, that wants to follow the rules, that will not surrender to the blackmail of the opposition, which has disrupted Parliament for 2 weeks. Now tomorrow they want to claim that they are ready for a debate. Who stopped Rahul Gandhi from speaking from day one in Lok Sabha? Why did you not initiate the debate?
What is going to happen now to both of your sides?
I tell you one thing.
Both of you, even now,
let Rahul come and debate. Let them not
isn't
divert issues in Parliament.
They're saying let Rahul come and debate. Let the Prime Minister
please.
Come and debate. This is all a smokescreen. Neither of you want a debate. That's the truth.
Barkha, let me speak, okay? While we are talking here, while we are debating here, there are hundreds of people dying on the street. And I'm sure the government and the opposition needs to be concerned about it. Okay.
We can't
just go out in television studios and talk about it. Today the opposition wants unitedly to discuss debate. It's the Treasury benches, and I'm telling you with all the responsibility under my command, suddenly now they have stood up. I do not know why. Having said that, Prime Minister of India, a very serious allegation, and I'm sure
the
listen,
allegation is.
But listen to me. Prime Minister of India must tell that, yes, I want to listen to what Rahul Gandhi has to say. What are the charges?
Okay,
and I'm sure he's courageous enough. And I think he should let, please
Modi,
understand, let's get out of all these rules and all. And immediately tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock,
yes,
let the debate start. And if Mr. Rahul Gandhi wants to be the first speaker,
okay,
let it start. Okay. Heavens are not going to fall.
Dinesh, let me say one thing. Now, ek baat to bolne dijiye. The only reference, and Ashok, you can come in after that we have seen to Mr. Modi, which is controversial, has been raised by Arvind Kejriwal and Prashant
but
Bhushan.
But we do not know what he has to
one
say.
One minute. But those papers...
Do we know what he has to say?
Those papers were not accepted by the
but
Supreme Court...
But do we know
Court
what he has to
as
say?
...as legitimate materials, which...
Barkha, do we know?
Are you talking about the same material? That's my question.
You are presuming. Do you know about it? I don't know.
No, I've seen those papers, but they were not accepted by the Supreme Court.
But Barkha, you are presuming.
Because you're not telling me.
How do I know? Nobody knows it.
Gandhi is a senior politician. I'm sure he has other material.
Okay.
Which he thinks will be accepted by the courts.
Okay.
And he has serious charges against Mr. Modi. I'm sure he has very important material. And I do hope Parliament discusses this and discusses demonetization.
Who do you blame for this paralysis in Parliament? They're both blaming each other.
You know, Frankly, both. Initially, the opposition. But in after some time, the government also decided we will have a debate at a time of our choosing. So, disruption has become all too common in our system.
But how do you as a political commentator analyze
the fact that demonetization,
a personal allegation of corruption against the Prime Minister without other details being offered yet?
See, they're two separate issues here. The fact that demonetization will not be discussed in Parliament in all likelihood is an embarrassment, frankly.
I agree.
It's unfair.
I agree.
The corruption charge against Mr. Modi made by Mr. Rahul Gandhi today is very different. It's unrelated to, I'm presuming, unrelated to demonetization.
Okay.
I'm presuming.
They've called demonetization a big scam.
Fair enough. But I'm presuming this corruption scandal or corruption charge is unrelated.
Yes.
If Parliament meets in the next 2 days, I'm sure he will raise it there. And they
Parliament
will be the
never functions.
But if it doesn't function, it would be incumbent upon him to make it public, as the Congress spokesperson said, in conjunction with other opposition leaders.
Let me come in here. Please understand, Member of Parliament has certain privileges. And if Parliament is in session, such a serious charges, what will happen? Will the heavens fall down if Rahul Gandhi or somebody is allowed to speak? I would ask the Honourable Speaker, I will ask the government, that will the heavens fall down if Rahul Gandhi is allowed to speak for 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Okay,
will
GVL
the heavens
can take
fall
that
down?
Question then, Sushmita.
That's
GVL
it.
Rao.
There is
GVL
no
Rao.
Other question.
GVL
I
Rao.
Have.
GVL
my
Rao.
My
GVL
case
Rao.
Rests here.
Okay, GVL Rao. GVL Rao, then Sushmita.
No, Barkha, today also, the Honourable Speaker was willing to allow everyone to speak, including...
Then what happens?
No, but then why were the Congress members in the well of the House? Why were they not present in their seats? You want to create a ruckus and pandemonium in Parliament, and you also want to have your share of speech.
The world is
you
watching and
both.
We know exactly what's
Why can't
happening?
The Congress members sit in their seats and request Honourable Speaker to give
Let
a chance to speak?
That. Let Sushmita
I think they simply do not want
clueless.
A debate. Rahul has been... Can I just finish? Rahul has nothing
GVL
to say.
GVL has no idea
he's
of
only been,
procedure.
He's only indulging in giving a lot of bullshit.
GVL
and Congress under,
Barkha,
under
can
his
I come
leadership,
in?
Yeah.
under his leadership,
okay.
he has decimated the Congress party. And good luck to the opposition. They want to have Rahul Gandhi's leadership. Our goalpost will change from Congress
Barkha,
Mukt Bharat to Vipaksh Mukt Bharat.
That's not possible.
Okay, there can't be a country without that.
Barkha,
can I just come in one second?
This is what exactly they don't believe in democracy.
Okay.
No,
okay,
we will
Sushmita.
Democratically,
no, no, Barkha,
we will democratically
decimate
you with the Congress.
Okay, Sushmita, I think it's a fair point. Why
Barkha,
are we talking
about
it? If you have so much
thing,
material, put it out
GVL
there.
GVL clearly has no
understanding.
GVL does not even understand parliamentary procedure. For the first half of the session, this government was scared of a vote.
Forget, tell
now
me what happened today.
Scared of a debate.
Why were the members present in the well of the House today?
No, I
it is.
Think it's...
Why did you disrupt
keep
Parliament
quiet
today?
For a moment, can I speak?
Yeah, okay, make
no,
your point,
Sushmita.
Either
give me clear 10 seconds.
Sushmita,
no,
10 seconds, make your comment.
I
have
you
to end after... End, Sushmita.
GVL, calm down, stay calm.
Sushmita.
Now, what I'm saying is, here is what's happening in the Parliament. We wanted a vote, government ran away from it. We said, fine, no rules, let's debate.
Yes.
It is the Treasury bench MPs who are standing up and shouting. Government stands exposed, Barkha. They're scared of a vote, they're scared of a debate.
Okay.
Their spokesperson can
Why
say
were you
what
in the well
want.
Of the parliament? Why were you in the well
lie
of Lok Sabha?
100 times is not the truth.
Okay, Mr. Rao, 10
Why
seconds
Prime
to you,
Minister
then
the concert?
Then
Why is your
words?
Prime Minister this, in the concert?
This is a bogus.
Why is your Prime Minister
this,
in a rock show?
Why are we going back to the
Why
this
is
a bogus
in a rock concert?
Okay.
This
Answer
is a
that.
Bogus claim by the Congress
it's
party.
Shameful.
Okay.
They did not want
Prime
debate.
Minister
only
is
only
in a
after
rock
a rap on the knuckles
okay.
By the president.
Okay, okay, okay.
Possibly they wanted
okay,
to start
Sushmita,
a debate.
Say thank you to you.
Talk
okay,
in
Dinesh.
A Coldplay concert,
I think at the end of
Dinesh.
The day,
it
at the
shame.
End of the day, as Mamata Banerjee has been telling, poorest of the poor are suffering. We need to talk about it, and Parliament is the right
if
place.
If Parliament
and
doesn't function,
just,
this allegation.
Let me finish, Barkha, please. So if Mr. Rahul Gandhi has come up with such serious charges, let him speak. And I'm sure Honorable Prime Minister also will come up and say that, yes,
okay.
I want him to speak.
Okay, Ashok,
let
closing
him
word.
Speak.
Ashok,
I think this is a daily show. We look at today's developments.
Yes.
Today's developments are two. One, Rahul Gandhi has made serious personal allegations, mysterious allegations, but personal allegations against Mr. Modi. It is incumbent upon him to make it public, provided Parliament does not meet in the next 2 days. So by the end of the week, he should make it. Just a moment.
Okay. But why should he not be allowed to speak in Parliament?
Just a moment. Look, I didn't interrupt you. It's incumbent upon him. Second, the opposition, he claimed to speak for the entire opposition. It is up to the opposition to stand by his allegations or dissociate themselves.
Okay, I have to close it there. GVL Rao, Sushmita Dev, Dinesh Trivedi, Ashok Malik. Thank you for joining us on the Buckstops here.